Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Man, there's one day left for somebody to buy TNA. I kind of thought it would happen by now, but here we are, it's Thursday, and nobody has purchased the company. Obviously, because of paperwork and getting money into the bank, etc. The belief is that Friday is D-Day, tomorrow. And if nobody has purchased the company by tomorrow, they don't have the funds to run Bound for Glory on Sunday, which is their version of WrestleMania, or the television tapings next week. Now, this has happened before, where at the last minute, they have been saved. But of recently, in the last minute, they have been saved by Billy Corgan. And Billy Corgan has publicly stated that, I'm not saving them this time. If I'm going to save them, I'm buying the company. If they're not selling the company to me, I'm not putting money in for this next set of television tapings. They need $600,000, that is the estimate, to run this next set of television tapings. And so without Billy Corgan's money, there won't be a show this weekend. Unless somebody else steps in at the very last minute. Billy Corgan's been doing interviews. We'll tell you what he said about the entire situation. He does have some insight into potential sale info, especially as it regards WWE. But a lot of talk about WWE. Are they in the running? Are they not in the running? Were they in the running? Are they out of the running? What's going on with WWE? There's a lot of pieces that need to fall into place in the next 28 or 24 hours or so. I guess 28 hours. They've got till 5 Eastern or whatever. But we'll talk about that on the show today. Dave Meltzer is going to join us. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages. Got a lot of news. So stick around, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me. Stop holding your breath.
You know, time flies. I could practically tell my life story in t-shirts. I designed them all online with custom ink. My travel softball team jersey, senior year homecoming hoodie, all my family vacations. Even my wedding favors snuck in here. Guess I'm gonna need a bigger drawer.
Celebrate your next event with custom group shirts, apparel, and more from Custom Ink. Designing is fun and easy. For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing today at CustomInk.com.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two. Plus, $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you gotta check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS, or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Look at that. I knew we'd get Billy Corgan on the show someday. Wrestling Observer Live, everybody. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. Don't call yet. A couple of days in the past week, I've had to just disconnect. People have been on the line for a long time, so no phone calls until the final segment. We got a lot of news to talk about here. Dave Meltzer's joining us in the second segment. Then we'll do phone calls, emails, text messages, etc. in the final segment. Big story today is TNA. What is going on with TNA? And Billy Corgan did another interview with ESPN today. He's done a bunch of interviews. Did Busted Open, did this ESPN Dan Le Batard show.
Dan Le Batard.
Whatever. And the point of this is, Mike, correct my pronunciation. How dare you? I'm an audiobook professional here.
You are. Yes, sir.
Hey, let me throw something out, by the way.
You can get it at Amazon.com?
No, I'm not going to do the plug, although you can get it at Amazon.com, Audible.com, or iTunes. So people have been going through the book, and I do appreciate all of the positive comments about the book. There have been many of them. I very much appreciate that. But as always, there are people coming out of the woodwork going, I cannot believe that Brian pronounced such and such wrong. I'm trying to think of some of the things that I pronounced wrong. But anyway, I would just like to say that when they sent me all of my pickups, they didn't send me one pronunciation correction. So they were pleased with every single one that I provided.
Wait, is this like the wrestlers' names? Because how would they know?
No, it wasn't wrestlers' names.
So it's like when you say, like, well, is this one of those things, too?
I probably said something like Dan Le Batard, and someone was like, it's, how do you say it?
Le Batard.
Le Batard.
Yes.
I screwed it up, but they were fine with all of my supposed mispronunciations.
Was this an American like diction thing too? Like if like roof and rough, is it like that sort of type of thing that people whined about, or is this like actual things that you completely like lay batard?
All I know is that I live in Washington and we pronounce things differently up here in this neck of the woods.
Washington State. Well, thankfully you're not. You actually sound like you're from Balmer by saying Washington like that. But
actually, I don't pronounce it Washington, but I know a lot of people pronounce it Oregon, and it's definitely not Oregon, all of you East Coasters. Anyway, let's quit wasting everybody's time.
Is it Oregon?
It's Oregon.
Okay.
So Billy Corgan today was talking about the potential sale of the company, and he made a couple of very interesting statements. Number one, despite what I talked about in the opening segment, he did say that he didn't believe that anybody who is involved with this right now would allow Bound for Glory not to take place and for people to lose their jobs. Now, that's a very interesting statement because that's not holding, I hate to use this term, but it just popped into my head, that's not holding a gun to Dixie Carter's head as they're doing negotiations here. I mean, by saying that, he's pretty much admitting, kind of, it's what it sounds like to me. I don't know what he's really talking about, but it sounds like to me he's saying, I would step in and save this show if nothing is handled by this weekend, which runs against what he has said in other interviews, which is, I'm not putting any more money into this unless I buy it. I've saved either two or three tapings. I'm not even sure how many. And he doesn't want to put more money in because we'll just be in this exact same situation for the next set of tapings. He wants to buy the company. Now, if he doesn't buy the company, I don't know what's going to happen this weekend. Is he going to put money in or not? Because he's kind of said both things. Or maybe he's thinking, you know what? I'm not going to put money in, but Dixie's not going to let this company die. And I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen this weekend if nobody buys this company. I've heard from people who believe there will be no show because who's going to pay for it? And then Billy here is saying, listen, nothing's going to happen where there won't be a show. So it's a very interesting situation. Now, the other thing that he said, which was interesting, was there's been a lot of talk about Vince McMahon. It's Vince McMahon in the running to buy this company. And Dave and I talked a lot about this. We can talk more about it in the next segment. There's a lot of information in the New Observer. But John Gaborik has apparently been a liaison between WWE and TNA, trying to get WWE to step in and potentially buy the company with the feeling that maybe they would hire John Gaborik afterwards. Or is it Jim Gaborik? One way or the other.
Liaison, by the way.
Liaison. What'd I say? Liaison? Liaison. Here's the deal. So, he claims that Vince McMahon, right now, is not deep in the running to buy this company because, as he points out, he owns stock in the company. He owns between 20 or 30% of the stock. And so, I guess his belief is, if Vince McMahon were in the running to buy the company, I should know about it. I'm an owner here. And he claims that he doesn't know about it. So, there's so much weird stuff going on with TNA and WWE and Aralux and Billy Corgan that I guess we just have to wait here and see how all of the pieces fall. Because obviously, there's some stuff that Billy can say. There's some stuff that he can't say. And we're pretty much picking up what we can pick up from all of that.
Maybe he's already committed the money and is doing this to try to drum up as much interest as possible, because if you take away Matt Hardy and delete, what do you have with TNA? And that's no insult to anybody, but realistically, what do you have with Impact to sell that show on? You really, this is, I hate to say it, this is the most interesting way you could drum something up, and I don't know if he's doing this or not. The way things have gone in the past says that, no, this is an actual shoot, and they don't know who's going to pay for this stuff, but we'll have to see. Whatever it is very intriguing that it has gotten down to this last, you know, basically what's going into hours now, and that a lot of fingers are pointed right back at Dixie again for dragging this thing out or letting you get to this point with these buyers and everything else that's gone on.
So that's the Billy Corgan news. And in other news here, we can come back to all of these stories later, but I want to make sure I get all of this out. Cruiserweight Classic finale will not be the last that we have seen of Kota Ibushi in WWE. This is from WrestlingObserver.com. WWE announced on Thursday afternoon that Hideo Itami would be teaming with Ibushi in the second annual Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. Ibushi has always been up for working dates in WWE, but at least up to this point had not wanted to sign a full-time deal, as he had things he still wanted to do in Japan. NXT has shown in the past they are willing to use people for attention, even if they aren't signed full-time. This is not necessarily an indication Ibushi has been signed, although WWE has been wanting him for some time. This makes perfect sense. If the guy doesn't want to sign, then all of these secondary deals, like the Dusty Rhodes Invitational Tournament, the Cruiserweight Classic, these are all things you can use Ibushi for. I don't picture him winning, but you can use him. And it's a way to, as noted here, use the Kota Ibushi name without having him under contract and worrying about him doing shows in Japan and etc. So my guess is he is not signed, but we can talk to Dave about this. But the teams for the Dusty Rhodes Invitational Classic, Tag Team Classic, we have Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Moss. I don't think they're going to win. Bobby Roode and Ty Dillinger, which is fascinating. Well, we got a guy who is he's basically a job guy for NXT, teaming with a guy who may be the next champion.
Well, you got to win this week.
Gargano and Ciampa, which will continue this storyline of them, I believe. I mean, they got to be breaking up at some point. It's going to make me sad.
I know. No, don't push this yet. This is like Michael Elgin and Tanahashi in Japan. I know it's going to be awesome when it comes, but I want this to wait for as long as possible.
We got Andrade, Cien Almas, and Cedric Alexander, and we've got The Revival. It's very interesting because when you look at this, I mean, it seems to me that the most obvious winning team would be The Revival, but they're also the tag team champions, which I guess would be cool to get them over. Like, they're the champions and they won the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. Or maybe Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano, they're under contract, and they are regulars now for NXT. Exclusives, I guess. It's very interesting. Or I guess Bobby Roode and Ty Dillinger could win, and all the people that want Ty Dillinger to get a push, he could get it here by winning the Dusty Rhodes Invitational.
I bet you that's not going to happen. But, you know,
who else is going to win?
I like the idea of the Revival winning, though. It's standing there because, hey, just because you had a Mercedes or Tully and Arn had a Mercedes in the 80s didn't mean they couldn't hold up a big check with a diamond ring, too. Them standing there with a big smile on their face, holding those trophies and the belts, I think that would be the way to go.
Back in a moment with Dave Meltzer, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi. And Dave Meltzer is joining us here today, the brand new, probably 40,000-word Wrestling Observer newsletter, which is weekly, by the way. It's available right now at WrestlingObserver.com. Dave, I need you to try to help me answer some questions right here that I have today about Billy Corgan and TNA.
Which good, I'm glad it's not about Dolph Ziggler and The Miz.
I don't even want to talk about that. All right, so Billy Corgan and TNA, he did another interview today, and he said that as a part owner of the company, he would know if Vince McMahon were involved in any negotiations, and he knows nothing So he is saying that there is nothing to any of this. It's not exactly what he said.
He didn't exactly say that.
No, but he essentially said he would know if Vince were...
He would hope he would know if they were coming after it, but there's, you know, a big... You know, the WWE thing is more selling the... It's not selling the company. It would be selling the tape library.
Sure.
The company's not... You know, Vince isn't going to keep the company going. That would never happen. But if they don't make a sale, would Dixie sell the tape library to Vince? Yeah, of course. So that's where WWE fits in.
Now, could Dixie be talking to them behind Billy's back?
No, she is talking to him. I mean, that's not. I mean, I don't know if she talked to him this week, but there absolutely was stuff going on within the last 7 days. Yeah, but I mean, it's for the tape library. It's not for the company.
Now, I'm trying to fit all of this together in my head. I mean, if she sells only the tape library to Vince, I mean, what in the...
That means the company's done.
Yeah, like, what in the world would there be to buy?
I mean, there would be nothing else, because that would be the end of the company.
Because if she sells a tape library, she's still stuck with the company and all the debt. So that doesn't really make sense for her
to
sell.
Well, she could sell that and use that money to pay some of the debt, and then bankrupt the rest or pay pennies on the dollar, things like that.
Okay. Which is what will happen to all those guys' contracts, or at least the handfuls that they have that are under these booking and
I would
deals.
Think if the company goes down, as far as people who have existing contracts, that they'll be null and void, and that would be it. I don't think they're going to get paid based on anything in the future. Like, if they're under contract for another year, I don't see, you know, them getting anything if it doesn't go forward, you know. And who knows? I mean, nobody knows what's going on. I mean, even today when, you know, they asked Billy Corgan if he was going to be Bound for Glory Sunday, he can't give an answer. No one has an answer right now.
He can't give an answer, but he did say that he didn't believe that anybody involved in these negotiations would let this show not take place and people lose their jobs. And I read that, and based on the history of TNA and Dixie Carter, I'm not sure about that.
Nobody knows. Believe me, I've been hearing from talent all day. Nobody knows anything today. And from people who were pretty close in the negotiations, and nothing's happened as of, you know, at least the recent, you know, the last hour or so. There's nothing new from that wasn't there on, you know, on Tuesday or Wednesday. It's just going on, and who knows how it's going to turn out. You know, people keep asking what's going to happen. It's like, I have no idea what's going to happen because there's too many moving parts to have any clue. No one knows what's going to happen next.
Now, as far as the other couple of big stories today, but they announced that Kota Ibushi is coming back for the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. And based on the fact that he's being announced for the Tag Team Classic and not NXT or a regular role or anything, presumably this is just another Cruiserweight Classic type contract for him. Or not contract, just one-time deal for a tournament.
I'm trying to find out. So, I mean, he's still got dates in Japan. He's told people in Japan that he would not sign an exclusive contract with WWE. I would think if he would sign an exclusive contract with WWE, it wouldn't be they wouldn't put him in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. I think they would put him on the main roster. So who knows? I mean, who knows for sure? I don't know for sure right now.
Also today, there's a story on our front page, WrestlingObserver.com, about a bunch of talents that are getting tryouts at the Performance Center. One of which is Shayna Baszler. Tell everybody
a couple days ago.
Yes, tell everybody the story of what happened with Shayna, UFC, and now pro wrestling.
Not really, Shayna's wanted to do pro wrestling. She knows her fighting days are pretty much almost over. She's 36. I know she wants to fight again because I talked to her not all that long ago. I think she wants one more fight. It wouldn't be in UFC. UFC will not allow anyone to do pro wrestling. I mean, you know, I would think Tom Lawler would probably be doing some pro wrestling if he could. I know there's a lot of other guys. What's the guy that Eric Spicely, who just fought this last week? There's a bunch of guys on the UFC roster that, if they were allowed to do pro wrestling, would probably do some stuff. So the deal is she wanted to transition to pro wrestling, so she basically, you know, asked to be released from her contract so she could do pro wrestling because her contract wouldn't allow it. And they had no problem with it. It wasn't like she was like, you know, major star in their plans or anything. But they talked this year about her doing a fight when they did the Sioux Falls show. But the holdup was that she would have to sign a contract and then she'd be banned from doing pro wrestling, and she didn't want that to happen. So you know, she's at the tryout. A lot of people there like her. I mean, of the women on the roster, like Nikki Bella and Charlotte and Natty and a couple of others, you know, she's trained with them before. They like her, but she is 36 years old, which is tough to start. You know, she doesn't have the look that a lot of the other women have. She would have a gimmick, you know, that they wouldn't have, and she's got a certain charisma about her. I've seen her on a lot of indie shows, and she, I mean, she's green, she's new. She gets better, you know, she gets noticeably better every time I see her, and I heard that her and Nicole Savoy had a great match in Chicago not all that long ago. So, and Nicole Savoy is also there, who I do think Nicole Savoy should be signed, in the sense that, you know, they need.
She's everything that you just said about Baszler, except a lot younger and even a more unique look.
Yeah, she's younger. She's very athletic, and I mean, I think that she's like almost like a no brainer to be signed, especially with the weakness of the women's division they have in NXT and things like that. And, you know, they mentioned a couple names. There's some football players there, and there's Eddie Kingston. So 40 people in this week.
I guess the big question is she a big enough star that they will overlook the age? Like, what level of star do you have to be where if you come in at 36 years old, it doesn't matter, they're going to take you because you're a big enough star?
Man, the tough part is it's not just 36. If she was 36 and she was, like, great, you could go, well, you know what I mean? I mean, Nakamura's 36. But the thing is like, she's starting. So it's like, if it takes her a couple of years to be ready, then she's 39 and she's just going to be starting. So it's tough. I mean, that's, without a doubt, that's a real tough hurdle. If she was 26, I would think that she'd be a no-brainer. So I don't know the answer. The fact they're bringing her to camp and they're publicizing it tells me that if they weren't going to be open-minded, why would you waste the ticket? And why would you publicize it if you've already decided that she's too old? So I think that she's got a window. But, it's you know, they she's got to be on the accelerated program because starting, you know, if she's in NXT for 4 years, and you know what I mean, it's going to be pretty tough.
Now, Ronda Rousey, Dana White is talking about how she is likely to return in December, and we'll see what happens. But if it were you, and she's coming off the Holly Holm loss, and whatever happens psychologically afterwards, she's been gone forever. Who knows how many fights Ronda Rousey has left? If you were in charge and she was willing to fight in December, would you have her fight for the title immediately upon returning, or would you set up, based on the ratings from this past Saturday, Ronda Rousey versus Cyborg?
Never Cyborg. It's a stupid fight. I mean, it would draw like crazy, but it's just a stupid fight. I mean, I think the biggest money fight would be Holly Holm, but I wouldn't. I don't know if I would want to do that first. I mean, if you thought Ronda had one fight left, then you would go with the one. You know, I guess I would go with Holly Holm in that case. If not, I mean, the Nunes fight, it's going to draw. I think the Holm fight would draw a lot more, but the Nunes fight will draw. I don't like Ronda Rousey. I don't like the idea of her fighting on December 30th. I think that's a real waste. I think she should fight in February because December 30th, they're going to, you know, we've already seen what happens when you do a UFC pay-per-view on a Friday night with Lesnar. And they really took a hit. You know, I mean, it cost them hundreds of thousands of buys.
And obviously the idea is we're avoiding New Year's Eve.
Well, New Year's Eve wouldn't be a bad day for pay-per-view, but you really can't do New Year's Eve in Las Vegas. I mean, I was there 1 year at New Year's Eve. I mean, Dana used to always tell me, you can't do it on New Year's Eve. And I go, why not? It's a great night. You know, people go out and things like that because you can't do it in Vegas. And I was in Vegas once on a New Year's Eve, and it was like, yeah, you really can't. It's just logistically impossible, and they want to do that show in Vegas, and they want it that weekend because so many people come in that weekend. So for the Vegas thing, Friday really is the only way you could do it. For pay-per-view, I think that for a normal show on a New Year's Eve would be a disaster. But if you had Ronda Rousey's return and it was on a New Year's Eve, it would do giant numbers, just giant. Because, you know, wrestling or things like this, or, you know, boxing, as Mike knows, you put those shows on a big holiday and it becomes a big-time event that people who aren't even fans on that holiday that get together want to see. I mean, that business goes way, way up. For an average show, no. But for something big like a Ronda Rousey return, on a New Year's Eve against anyone, it would be huge.
Especially if you get a weather risk involved there too, because we learned that of all fights, it was Humberto Gonzalez and who got Michael Carbajal, I think it was, where it's like, you know, a snowstorm on a New Year's Eve or a snowstorm at a certain time that blankets part of the country will do amazing wonders for your shows as well too.
Yeah, no, that's right. If you have a freaking snowstorm where people can't go out and you have a pay per view with Ronda Rousey. Because people are certainly on like a night like that going like, shoot, I was going to go out and spend $500 tonight or $200 tonight anyway. You know, I mean, yeah, then you would really do huge business.
Man, and that's one of the things too. Try to figure out how to control the weather.
Well, it's well.
Okay, we're going to head to a break. Dave, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. The Wrestling Observer, everybody, WrestlingObserver.com. I'll step over more of Mike's lines after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got a bunch of text messages here. Then we'll go to the phone. Studio line 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411. And text messages 425-780-7566. This person says, I think Sanity with Alexander Wolf and Sawyer Fulton will win it. Actually, that is not a bad idea.
Not at all.
He also asks about a Ring of Honor rumor that I have not heard, so I shall not comment at the moment. Is there a TNA show on Pop TV tonight? What wrestlers would WWE want? Well, as Dave noted, They're not in it for the wrestlers. They're in it for the tape library, so they would not be picking up guys, although they could probably sign a few guys if they wanted to. But yes, there is a TNA show on Pop TV tonight. I can tell you that 100%. Got breaking news here. Paige, and you can check on this, Mike, because I didn't. I just got this text. Right. Paige just tweeted she needs neck surgery.
Huh. Yeah. That stinks.
Check on that. This person here says, you mispronounced lunatic and malarkey, which I think I pronounced right there. I can see myself saying malarkey. I cannot pronounce myself saying lunatic. I don't believe that.
The lunatic fringe.
I do not believe that. There's no way I mispronounced lunatic.
How long's her contract for?
Paige?
Yeah.
2 or 3 years, I think.
Ooh, okay, yeah. So you can't work, you can't be out for that long. Thanks to Dr. Uribe yesterday, one of the best doctors I've seen, gave me 2 great surgery options. Makes you think about risks that you have to take when it comes to this business, the things that you put your body through to entertain the masses. Still wouldn't change it for the world. Thanks to everyone for the continued support.
Did she say neck?
Well, it said, been quiet for a while. Time to get the neck fixed so I can come back and kick some ass.
I see. So it is, so, man.
With a smiley face and the prayer hands.
Well, I guess we'll see what kind of surgery she has to get, but that's no good. This person says, I have just returned from the dentist's office and have a mouth full of Novocaine. Listen to your guest appearance on Matt Men while in the chair. It helped me get through a deep cleaning and unexpected root canal. Thank God I didn't have that. I agree. The Stephanie segment was the worst of 2016. It was cringe. Sad to see TNA go if it does. Does Sempervivi play some hockey? That's a lot of questions.
That is a lot of questions. At this point, with the weight I put on with these knees, no. I'm not going out there and playing any active hockey.
He's been a mascot of late.
Yes, I'll just be happy to be able to get on skates and make it down the ice without blowing out both knees again. So, yeah, that's no. No active hockey for me, thank you.
This person says, do you honestly think a new buyer for TNA can save the company, or is this simply going to be the next library added to the WWE Network in the near future? If that's the case, could we see Billy Corgan invest in a company like Ring of Honor or Global Force? Well, Ring of Honor is not for sale. They're owned by Sinclair. So I don't think they're offering shares to outside investors. Global Force, I've said this before, at least with TNA, you've got television production infrastructure. You do not have that with Global Force. I don't know what you've got with Global Force. Now, if TNA loses their television deal, well, maybe Billy Corgan has the sway to get a new television deal. But right now, they have not lost it. They're good till at least the spring of 2017. My big question is, if TNA has needed Billy Corgan to fund the last 2 to 3 sets of television tapings, and he needs to fund Bound for Glory and the television tapings if he buys the company, they're not bringing in any money. So if he buys it, where is his return on investment? And how long before he gets a return on his investment? I mean, he must know more than I figure, because, like, where are you making your money if you buy this company tomorrow? It sounds like it's losing money in a spectacular manner. And how are you going to make the money so you don't have to continue paying $600,000 every couple of months for television tapings? Where's that money coming from?
You get a group. Maybe he knows people, and I'm sure that Billy Corgan knows some people, and maybe he truly believes it deep in his heart. Look, you kick out, you know, say it's been $600,000 or whatever it's been for the 3 TV tapings that he's done. You've kicked out, what, $1.8 million already on something that you don't own, that you've just gotten a percentage of, that's actually in debt. So your percentage of what you actually have, you know, is underwater. So you have to really believe in yourself and try to believe become so crazy that you think you know what you're doing. And maybe he believes he can talk to MTV networks. Maybe he believes he can talk to WGN America because of his roots in Chicago and get the show on there, because they do have more national distribution than they ever have. I mean, we're talking about a lot of weird, you know, fantasy booking of this stuff, but obviously he believes he could take it somewhere, because he wouldn't be out there actively trying to pursue something that has, you know, which is at the point that it's at now, and talk about it with this type of of love for it. So he obviously believes in something. It's just what it is. Who knows? And we'll see if he even gets it. It's just an amazing situation. It really is that it's gotten to this point. But then again, like the Andrew Brandt always says, deadlines spurn action, and now you're at the deadline, whether you want it to be or not, because somebody has got to get this taping off the ground. Somebody's got to get this pay-per-view done. Or what, it goes black, we go to best of programming until it runs out. It's just an amazing situation.
This person says, congrats on the Hispanic Heritage History video, Brian. Very moving stuff. Thank you.
That was amazing.
At Brian Alvarez on Twitter if you've not seen it.
He still sells the tailbone from that assault in the pool.
That's true. As far as you know, is Sinclair Broadcasting still in the TNA talks? I don't think so. And finally here before the phones, what do you believe would be a bigger match at Mania? Cena versus Styles for his 16th title or Cena versus Undertaker? I say the Cena versus Styles for the 16th world title. I know we've never seen Cena Undertaker at WrestleMania, but it feels like something I've seen a million times, even though I haven't.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? You could always, I don't know, but then again, you got another year on Undertaker if you wait on that one, too. You know, if Balor wouldn't have got hurt, Balor, AJ Styles seemed to be, that would actually seem to be great as a WrestleMania. But if Balor's going to be coming back around that time, well, no, I was going to say, well, I don't know what you do with him because I'm going to assume it's going to be Triple H and Seth Rollins by that point, right?
I presume.
Hmm.
Presume nothing, I was once told by one of my history teachers or something. Let's go to the phones.
Eddie Kingston in the main event at WrestleMania. I'll take that.
I don't think you're going to get that, dude.
I want Eddie Kingston to buy TNA.
All right, to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Josh in OKC.
Yes, Josh.
Okay, Brian, you're going to disagree with me at first, but don't worry. It takes a 180. I was listening to you and Filthy Tom on the show yesterday, and I went to the boards to see all of the people disagreeing with you guys. And at first, I was kind of in agreement with the people on the board. But after seeing you guys kind of break down how you felt about it in the board, I have to say I can't disagree with anything you guys said about the Dolph Ziggler and Miz storyline as a whole.
Thank you.
And this all traces back to his upsetness about Zack Ryder winning at WrestleMania. That's what all of this roots back to, or as Brian would say, roots back to.
You know what I do like about the board, though, is that I didn't like it, okay? And a bunch of you guys did, so cool.
Like, I think.
Why do I have to like what you like?
I think my enjoyment of SmackDown came from DVRing Raw and watching it right before SmackDown. And after that horribly boring Raw, it was just, SmackDown was more fun. I don't know.
Well, SmackDown was more fun than Raw. I will give you that. And listen, here's what people don't understand. Yeah, I ranted about Dolph Ziggler forever. I'm sorry I didn't talk more about how great The Miz was, but I said that The Miz was great in that segment. What I'm saying is, I don't believe. Me. So if you disagree, that's cool. But I don't believe that this is getting Dolph Ziggler over. I think that Dolph Ziggler is less over than he was 6 months ago. I think he's less over now than he was a year ago. And I really don't feel that one victory over The Miz after losing 5,000 matches is suddenly going to make this guy a giant top babyface. Now, you know what? If it does, and he's all of a sudden like the top star on this brand, and he gets super crowd reactions every time he comes out, and he's selling merch, and you do pay-per-views, and everybody's buzzing about it because Dolph Ziggler's headlining, I'll come on this show, and I'll be the first guy to tell you I was wrong. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to win the title. I think he's going to remain a mid-card fella. He's going to get his same reactions he's always gotten. Like, if a storyline doesn't elevate a guy, then to me, that wasn't that great a storyline. Everyone's talking about this is a great storyline, a great segment, a great this, a great that. Okay, well, maybe you're right. And maybe we will see the results of this greatness. But I think we're going to be exactly where we were. And right now, I think we're lower than where we were a year ago with Dolph Ziggler. So to me, that ain't very great.
Also, if they screw up this John Cena championship chase, please don't slap yourself too hard. We wouldn't want you to suffer a contusion.
Thank you. I don't want to suffer a contusion either. I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't think they're going to screw it up. It's John Cena. I mean, for crying out loud. That's one guy they protect.
Yeah, well, if he had,
except when he lost, when he lost on TV a week ago to Dean Ambrose.
Well, you know. You know sometimes when you have wins like that. I mean, what are we talking about more, John Cena on Talking Smack or Dean Ambrose's win? So, you know, take that for what it's worth as far as, you know, how people are going to look at John Cena's loss. You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
We might be sticking this one in the tens eye category.
I already am.
Well, there you go then.
I talked about how stupid it was for John Cena to do a nothing job via roll-up in a nothing match with no build on SmackDown. And I had to listen to people tell me how stupid I was and how great this was. And now here we are a week later. Dean Ambrose parlayed that win into losing to AJ Styles on SmackDown. And is Dean Ambrose any more over today than he was before he pinned John Cena? Answer this question honestly. Is he any more over now than before he pinned John Cena? The answer is no. It didn't do a thing for him. It didn't do one thing for Dean Ambrose. So it was an absolute waste of a pinfall over John Cena. I was not wrong. We'll find out if I was wrong about Dolph Ziggler. Maybe I was.
Well,
I mean, people telling me, oh, I'm so interested in the outcome of this match now. I'm so interested. Really, so when this SmackDown pay-per-view rolls around, I'm going to see what the feedback is to this show and the interest level going in.
You know you're just asking for it now. People that will just now overly praise it, which they may be doing.
That's
already.
Cool. You're welcome to like whatever you want.
Here's the thing, and I guess I would, if you want to play devil's advocate here, is just say that, you know, so you say yesterday with when it comes to Raw, you just have to look at it through their eyes, and you just kind of have to accept it for what they do, and you can't get that upset about it. I guess maybe this is kind of the same way, except for people are trying to look for, this has been well done in some ways, in that The Miz has picked up his game. He has been very strong. At least they have a story with Dolph Ziggler to where if it ends with him going insane, which it should, I mean, which is the only possible thing you can do to basically burn down the territory and try to rebuild this guy with something, because right now it doesn't matter anyway. No matter what you do, it didn't matter anyway, because he was always a loser. Now they're just telling you he's a loser. So it's where do you go from there to try to get something out of him? And if here's the thing, if they can get something out of him, and this is not going to be an overnight thing, we'll have to see what happens with the character. If they can get something out of him, great. But if not, then yes, the whole thing as we look back will be, you know, exactly what you're saying. It will be what it is.
Simp, the whole segment was to pound into the heads of the viewers that if he didn't win, you were never going to see him again. And they made it very clear you can't go to the other show, you can't come back in a mask. Obviously, the end result is him winning. And the fact that so many people are convinced he's actually going to lose tells you what a horrible job they're doing with Dolph Ziggler. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Tonight, the Brian and Vinny Show returns to WrestlingObserver.com. Myself, Granny Vinny, we are viewing NXT, Lucha Underground, and Raw from Monday night, and we will have a special in-studio guest, former WWE star, former heartbreaker and heartthrob, Antonio the Promise Thomas. Is going to be in studio tonight for the show. Check that out, WrestlingObserver.com. And of course, we are here live and free every day. Tomorrow we will have your daily TNA sale update. Hopefully there will be news. TNA on Pop TV is tonight what could be the final ever edition of TNA on Pop TV. I mistakenly said that the show that we reviewed on the Filthy Tom may have been the last one, but this would be the potential last one. That is tonight, so check that out. And we are here live every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, etc. You can check us out on TuneIn Radio on your smartphone. Just go to the App Store, grab TuneIn Radio, and search Sports Byline USA. Listen live and free every single day, as well as the daily 5 p.m. replays. All sorts of great stuff, so check that out. We got links at WrestlingObserver.com as well. Links at sportsbyline.com. I'm at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Mike is at Sempervivi. Sports Byline is at Sports Byline USA. And that is all for today. I want to thank you all for listening, callers and listeners, the texters, of course. Check us out next time. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.